Hey everyone, welcome to But Why the Podcast, the podcast where we talk about the things in pop culture that people say matter and ask the question, but why though? Before we get started, we wanted to make sure that you take a minute to rate, review, and subscribe us on iTunes or wherever you listen. It's the easiest way for people to find us and it helps us hear your feedback. Beyond that, come and join our conversation on Twitter at ButWhyThoughPC and on Facebook, facebook.com/ButWhyThoughPC. And if you like what you're doing and you want to support us a little more, head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/ButWhyThoughPC. And if a monthly subscription is too much for you, make sure you check out our t-shirts. We have t-shirts open on TeePublic and available for purchase on our website through the merch tab, ButWhyThoughPodcast.com. Enjoy the show. Welcome back, and today we're talking about the King of Monsters, Godzilla. It was initially supposed to be a kaiju episode, but I learned the error of my ways. As always, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello, and I feel like you should explain that a little more in detail.
So, I love kaiju movies. I love big monster movies. I love big monster anime. I just love big monsters. And so I was like, I'm going to do a kaiju episode and talk about all the kaiju that there are. Because there are hundreds of movies with kaiju in them. And just so you know, kaiju is the Japanese word for strange beast. And yeah, Godzilla is really the only kaiju that matters.
I said this before she made this decision, and then she decided to be stubborn and said, no, I'm going to prove you wrong. And then I got to play Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla when I was right.
Dude, Adrian, he played Godzilla on replay, just like blasting from the room, and it sucked.
I'm disappointed. I thought we were going to talk about big monsters. I was ready to talk about all my favorite big monsters.
Well, I do have a section for all the big monsters.
Like Boris from Rampage? He was my dude back in the day. And King Kong, doesn't King Kong kind of kaiju? I don't know nothing about kaiju. I just like big things fighting each other. I watched a lot of Power Rangers back in the day. I didn't care about anything up until like the last 5 minutes when stuff got big and started punching each other.
That's accurate. That's very accurate. Yeah, so we will talk about kaiju in this episode as we go on. But for right now, we are going to go ahead and start with our question. How many Godzilla movies have you seen?
Or you could send, like, what's your favorite kaiju, which Adrian already answered.
Okay, well then, what's your favorite kaiju?
If it's not Godzilla.
If it's not Godzilla. And Adrian already answered. Is that your, are you locking that in?
I'm locking that in. For those of you who aren't familiar with Boris or, like, the Rampage arcade game, I had the N64 port for it, and I played with Boris, and he's basically just a big rhino guy, and he was my favorite for whatever reason. And I feel like he'd be able to fight 95% of the Godzillas, I think, except for any of the ones that come out in like after the 90s, because those ones are all like ridiculously huge and overpowered.
Also true. So does that mean in 1 month, almost to the day, you'll be excited for the Rampage movie?
I will be in the theater watching it, yes.
So I actually think that we do a lot of like reviews of movies that we genuinely want to critique and watch and hold to high standards, and I really think we need to review Rampage.
I'm going to see Super Troopers 2.
Well, we can see both.
They come out on the same day.
What? Oh, well,
I'll be watching Rampage.
Insert little Taco Girl gift. It can be both.
We can do is Matt can summarize Super Troopers for me, and then I'll summarize Rampage for Matt.
That works.
It could be like super fights.
Yeah.
All of the Super Troopers against Rampage.
I don't know, man. We'll see. I mean, Rock makes a lot of money with his movies. There's like two coming out this year that are basically like, it feels like basically the same movie. I don't know if you saw the trailer for Skyscraper or whatever it is. Basically,
you mean Dark. Die Hard. 2018?
Yeah, exactly. He's coming out of that and Rampage in the same year. I feel like he filmed both of those movies at the same time.
Probably. That could be plausible.
That's probably like, if they're the same studio, I would bet it.
Yeah, pretty much the same time. But yes, I will be watching Rampage because I like big things punching things, other big things.
All I'm hearing is that you will be doing a Rock episode soon.
Sure.
Because he makes money, and maybe he can make us some money. Sponsor us, Box Office Mojo. Okay. So my favorite kaiju is actually not typical. I'm gonna go with Anne Hathaway's kaiju and Colossal.
Oh,
because that really is amazing.
Oh, no, you deserve to get this episode with that answer.
Actually, it's Gojira, but in all honesty, that movie was way better than I thought. The creature design was awesome, and it did something completely different with kaiju. But yeah, it's Gojira. The three-headed.
You already lost me. I'm like disappointment.
Why? It was a great movie.
Out of all the kaiju movies?
Out of specific kaiju movies, Gojira is my favorite. But creature design, I really like the kaiju from Colossal.
Wait. I'm lost. So is kaiju just any big monster?
Like, yeah.
When the Saiyans turn into great apes, like, are they technically kaiju?
So I will break this down once Matt tells us what his answer
is. Because now that I'm thinking about it, like, Digimon had some pretty dope, like, big kaiju things in there.
That is also accurate.
That's really
so now. Accurate. So now I don't know who my favorite kaiju is, because if those classify as kaiju...
That show also ruined my childhood.
So, Matt, answer, and then I can answer Adrian.
Okay. So, obviously, I'm going with Godzilla, because he's the only one that actually matters. And it's still funny you thought you could prove otherwise.
He fights Gojira.
So, as far as Godzilla movies I've seen, I really just wanted to list all these, because then, one, Kate was amazed, and two, I was kind of made. I've seen 1954 Godzilla, the very first one. King Kong versus Godzilla.
In 1954?
I feel like a lot of these I haven't seen since about when they were released. Especially as Adrian pointed out, a lot of the newer Godzillas aren't that good, unfortunately. And it's like, I want to like them, but no. Anyways, King Kong versus Godzilla. Mothra versus Godzilla. I always say Ghidra, even though I know that's not how you pronounce it.
Gojira?
Yeah, Gojira. But I've always said Ghidra, maybe because when I was a little kid when I watched it. Also, see, versus Godzilla in 1964. Godzilla versus Sea Monsters. Godzilla, the 1998 movie of Matthew Broderick, which we try to forget. Godzilla, 1985, The Son of Godzilla, which is a pretty bad movie.
It's so bad!
It is so bad.
It's so bad. Godzilla's dad is hilarious.
It is gross. Destroy All Monsters in 1968. Gigan vs. Godzilla. He was like a bat flying thing, I believe.
What was the name?
G-I-G-A-N.
Gigantus?
No, that's a... No, that's Gigan.
Oh, Gigan? Oh, yeah. I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah. Mechagodzilla, which is actually my favorite
Mechagodzilla one. Mechagodzilla is awesome.
I love Mechagodzilla. And then the Terra Mechagodzilla. Then the new version in the 90s of Mothra vs. Godzilla and Mechagodzilla as well. And then I've watched the part one on Netflix of Godzilla Planet of the Monsters that came out this year.
So
I refused to watch the other one that came out with fake Bryan Cranston of Channing Tatum, that movie.
So, Matt.
What?
Do you like Godzilla?
I do, but the only problem is I have not seen any of these movies since, like, 1995. And then, like, all the newer ones, they kept going. Like, I was pumped from the 1998 one, and then the rest of them just from down there, it's just been a downhill.
Is the 98 one the one where it's, like, a dinosaur, basically?
Yeah.
It's the eggs? I kind of like that one, because whenever I see it, all I think about, I don't know if you guys ever saw the Taco Bell Talk About commercial.
Yes!
With that movie. That's all I ever think about. And I have fondness just because of that. I don't remember the movie at all, but I remember that part.
So, I mean, it's not a really good one, but it's not like the most horrible one of all.
It's not the worst.
Yeah, it's by far not the worst. And it's definitely way better than whatever the hell they tried to release in 2014. Which...
crap.
Yeah.
It was crap.
So, it's kind of one of those, like, people kind of, like, remember it, and it's also, like, the American version blockbuster thing of it, which...
yeah.
They do. Oh, and I've also seen the cartoon, which is actually really good. And so, I had a little Godzilla and toys. I had all the toys.
You had all the toys?
I did have all the toys. They were, like, made out of rubber.
I want pictures, because I have pictures of you in a Ghostbusters costume and a Ninja Turtle costume. I want pictures of you with your Godzilla toys.
Yeah, no, they're all, like, painted, like, the old painted little rubber ones, so they all, like, mesh and you can move them around.
That's cool. So, should we go into what kaiju are now?
The episode's over, I already told you.
Done.
I mean, Godzilla's cool, but I think he would still lose to a lot of, like... If I'm going back to think about what you're about to explain, like, what a kaiju is, like, I can think of, like, 10 kaiju that would stomp out, like, the old school Godzilla. Not the new one, because that dude's, like, 300 meters tall. Like, yeah. I don't know anything that beats that, other than, like, Kong, probably.
I mean, the new Godzilla, like, completely killed Earth.
Yeah, it was, like, the newest one literally made, killed everything and took over the entire planet.
Is that what happened at the end of it?
Yes.
I thought they were setting up, like, a Monster Universe movie thing with Kong.
We're talking about the anime on Netflix.
Yeah, the anime.
Oh, you're talking about the anime on Netflix. I was talking about, like, the 2017 one with Bryan Cranston. Like, that Godzilla is, like, 300 meters tall.
No, it's, like, the three times the size of 2014. Even bigger and more powerful.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm a Google. Okay.
There probably is, like, if you find it, Adrian, I'll put it in the show notes, like a Godzilla size chart.
There is. I saw one on Reddit the other day, actually, and we'll put that in the show notes, because that was a really good representation, because it does, like, some cartoon ones, too.
So. Okay, cool. Yeah. So we'll put that in the show notes. But for right now, so kaiju is a word for strange beasts in Japanese, and it specifically means the film genre that features giant monsters, usually attacking major cities and engaging with the military and or other monsters in battle. It's a subgenre of tokusatsu, which is specifically special effects-based entertainment. So these are movies that are just going to be like there are 90% special effects in this movie and 10% not. So kaiju, to answer your question, Adrian, is a strange beast. It is a giant monster, but the giant monster has to be attacking a city. The giant monster has to be either fighting another monster or fighting people. And it is usually in a movie form. However, there are animes that do feature kaiju, like the one Matt mentioned. And technically, Attack on Titan would be kaiju. But I don't know how far you want to go there, because it's not a monster so much as it's like an anthropomorphic thing. And so it's like human-like. Yeah. Does that answer your question, Adrian?
I mean, kind of, sort of. It just, now that I'm thinking about it, it just feels like a very, like, broad thing.
Because, it is.
Like, if you attack a city and you're big, you're a kaiju. So, like, basically anything they fight in Power Rangers would be kaiju.
Yes.
Great Apes from Dragon Ball Z, kaiju. Literally every higher-level Digimon.
Pretty much.
Well, are they attacking a city, and are they fighting the military or another monster in a city? Digimon, they're not really involved in, like, a city. So, like, I guess here's the other thing, too.
They are at the end of the first season.
Okay.
In which they destroyed my childhood by making a decision.
Yeah.
Did you? But, yeah, so, like, specifically, you're going to see, I guess a better way to explain it is you have nature versus humanity. Is ultimately what kaiju movies represent, and kaiju is a subgenre, and what Godzilla himself actually represents. So you have to have this. It can't be like, so like Kong on an island completely by himself doing nothing isn't necessarily a kaiju movie. He may be a kaiju because he's a large beast, but because he's not interacting with everybody like other kaijus, it doesn't fall into that genre. So I guess it's like there's a word that gets used to mean them, but then this is also a specific film genre, if that helps make a difference.
Okay, I've heard the term, was it Dai Kaiju? Kaiju? Can you explain the difference of that for me?
So like Dai Kaiju is pretty much what you're talking about, like giant monsters existing as giant monsters, if that makes
sense. Gotcha, yeah, I'm learning a whole bunch today.
Yeah. So, like, kaiju specifically here is talking about this. And let me double-check Daikaiju. I think it's, like, because I didn't want to go, because I always go really language-heavy on our episodes. Yes. But I was trying to not do that today. But Adrian wants all the.
Well, I just don't know if there's a difference. I mean, I watch a lot of anime, and they say Daikaiju sometimes. I catch
that
it.
That is fair.
That is really fair. But like this specific idea of kaiju is literally why in Pacific Rim Guillermo del Toro calls it kaiju, and not just monster. Actually, it looks like. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what it is. Daikaiju is the larger variety. So, like, the great apes are Daikaiju. And Kaiju Eiga is specifically kaiju film.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, so kaiju is used in science fiction and fantasy where you have, like, the protagonist who is the representation of a force of nature, like I said, interacting with something that isn't natural. So, like, human cities, they're usually, you know, intervened with through science to make them that way. Daikaiju is the larger family of monsters, and Kaiju Eiga is specifically the monster movie. I'm also probably not saying these things right, except for kaiju. Kaiju, I know I'm saying right.
That's not good.
I do not speak Japanese. So, any more questions? Or are they all answered?
I answered them when I said Godzilla.
I don't know. Does Ultraman ever fight Godzilla?
I don't think so.
I don't know. There's 30 movies, and I did not look at every single one of them.
I just thought that'd be a fun fight to watch.
Yeah, there's a few of them that I've had. Obviously, I haven't seen all of them, but there were definitely seen quite a few of them.
I do have a question, though, Adrian. Can you look up the Box Office Mojo numbers? Because I forgot to do that.
They do not make any money.
Okay,
that's what I think the highest made one is $12.5 million overall.
Okay. So, as we're going through this, let's talk a little bit about Godzilla. And Godzilla is effectively the person, or the team behind Godzilla are the people who made the first kaiju film in 1954. The initial name is called Gojira, and this is a portmanteau of the Japanese word Goria, which is gorilla, and Kaijura, which is whale. And it's a mixture of those two words, and a portmanteau is essentially it's a mixture of two words into another word. So Gojira, translated as Godzilla, is regarded as the first, as I said, and he was created by Tomoyuki Tanaka, a producer at Toho Studios in Tokyo. And at that point, he just needed a film to release because his other project had kind of just stopped. And he was really fascinated with, like, the Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, King Kong, and these giant monster movies. And so he said, okay, well, Japan bought into these movies really well, so I'm going to do my own. And as being a fan, he just decided to say, okay, so this is the American equivalent. How do we make this Japanese? And so essentially, Tanaka aimed to combine Hollywood giant monster movies with the Japanese fears of atomic weapons. And this all came out of the Daigo Fukuyora Moro fishing boat accident, which is essentially like the U.S. was running these nuclear tests, or I believe they were, this is also, side note, fun fact, this test at Bikini Atoll, at Bikini Atoll is actually what they base Bikini Bottom on. That's why everything's all mutated down there. Bikini Atoll, Bikini Bottom, SpongeBob
connection. I knew that one. Yeah, I knew that one.
My mind totally went somewhere completely different.
So the Castle Bravo nuclear test ended up poisoning the waters, and it ended up affecting these Japanese fishermen, and they ended up coming down with ARS, or acute radiation syndrome, and they are known as, well, one of them died, the other survived, but that one guy is known as the first victim of the hydrogen bomb. So I'll go into a little bit more as to what these fears have to do in the person and like the personal connection that Tanaka had to this. But as we move through Godzilla, that's how he formed. It was essentially, let's take a giant monster movie and let's make it specifically Japanese. So when they were creating Godzilla, they thought that he was pretty much going to be a literal cross between a gorilla and a whale, like his name said. Obviously, the gorilla alluding to Kong and a whale just because they're giants. And the fact that it came from the water. So they were really, really obsessed with... not obsessed, but like they knew they wanted to come from the water. And this is pretty much how kaiju were born. And so in a lot of kaiju movies, they emerge from the water. If you're thinking about like The Host, which is a Korean kaiju movie, Pacific Rim, Godzilla, all of them emerge from the water. And this, again, goes back to that fear of atomic weapons because it spreads through water and it's easily contaminated. So although some say that Kong started it, which is true and not true at the same time, Kong started the monster movie, essentially, or the large monster movies. And this then it was released in 1933. And then in 1953, the 20,000 Fathoms movie came out. And so you only really have two big monster movies that come out and make money in, you know, in the Japanese market, in the American market, and then Godzilla just kicks it all off. It's become the longest running franchise ever. It started in 1954. It is still going to today. There are 30 films, and it's been around for 60 plus years.
Well, they are in the Guinness Book of World Records for that.
For being the longest running franchise?
Yes, movie franchise.
Movie franchise. Yeah.
But Marvel, you got a way to go.
I was like, but do they make more money than Marvel?
Inflation. Not really. They wouldn't even close.
So from this, it ends up getting broken up into different eras. And different eras are really how you situate what kind of Godzilla you're going to get. And ultimately, what kind of kaiju you're going to get. So in the Showa era... it's specifically 1954 to 1975. He's a villain. He's mindless, and this is the most visceral and natural form of Godzilla. He is essentially just there being a creature. There's nothing else to him, and he's seen as a villain to the humans who need to protect themselves from him. After that, you have the Heisei, which is about 75 to 95, or just the 90s itself. So it's a little weird on dates because some people date them by just standard decades, but according to the Wikipedia, they have specific dates and that's from 84 to 95. And in this area, he's a hero, and this is mostly just set for kids. He's tasked as being like this protector of humanity, and he's anthropomorphic. So what I mean by anthropomorphic is it means that he resembles human qualities. He thinks, he strategizes, and he protects the world, which is how you end up with so many of the Godzilla versus movies.
Also, that's what basically the basis of the cartoon was.
You want to explain a little about the cartoon?
It was very short-lived. I enjoyed it. He kind of worked with a random bunch of kids to help save humanity.
I think that's a picture I'm going to use for this, like, promotional image. Kids with Godzilla.
Yeah.
Or the Nike ad. Where he puts on, like, basketball glasses.
Oh, gosh.
So this is really the period where you just have him, one, being, like, marketed the hell out of. And two, just, you know, Godzilla's a friend to all, not Godzilla's the king of the monsters and is here to protect his territory. After that, so in from 99 to 04, which is the millennium period, you actually end up with so the millennium period and the Heisei period kind of overlap in some of the ways that I found that people mark this. And it's essentially you have Godzilla being really territorial. And so this is what leads him to attack other monsters. And he benefits us because of his own need. He's not necessarily doing it because he wants to be the hero, if that makes sense. And then after that, you have the legendary period, which is 2014 and on, which is the ultra OP Godzilla that we know now.
Yeah. I do want to at least see part two of the 2017 and see how it goes. I'm never going to watch that other movie, but...
But the 2017, you mean the...
Basically, the it's Godzilla Planet of the Monsters. It was released in 2017. It came to Netflix, I believe, in part one, and it'll be part two released, so I think, believe, next year.
Okay.
Because I don't think we got it in theaters here in the U.S.
We didn't.
Yeah. Because it was released fully in, obviously, Japan.
Yeah. So, oh, Adrian?
This Godzilla is big as hell. Why is this Godzilla so big?
I told you.
Are you talking about the monsters?
Yeah, he's so big.
No, he makes all...
He's so big.
Basically, the humanity leaves Earth. They have to, because he just destroys the entire planet.
Even moving to another continent doesn't save you.
He's so... It's just out of control. He's just out of control. It's just crazy. And he looks too much like, or he looks like the 2014 Godzilla. And I know they're not like related or whatever, but like the character designs are pretty similar. But
yeah,
I want to go watch the thing now just because of how big he and scary he looks.
But you should watch it, but just know that it, yeah, it is what it is.
Well, really from cool reading, art. You're supposed really, to fight really cool Mechagodzilla art. In the next one or something in the sequel.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. All I know is apparently it's a sequel.
Part it says 2018.
Two. Yeah, no, it's coming out next year.
Godzilla Wikia, because there is a Godzilla Wikia, apparently.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't be the longest running franchise and not have your own Wikia.
And fun fact, the Reddit for Godzilla, your mouse cursor is a Godzilla. Like, click
That's
the link.
That's cute.
Click the link I put in the Hangout, and your cursor is a Godzilla.
So I personally think that... Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Yeah. I think that Godzilla is cute. So, it's so cute. I like it.
Yeah, and that video that's in there is like the size comparison thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, he definitely. The sad part is he actually went from muscular to just look like he's fat. Like he looked like Batman from Justice League, like a giant puffball.
I mean, that's accurate, to be honest. He does kind of.
He went from having like actual like muscle tone.
He has like fucking scoliosis and shit now.
He's huge. You try to move and be that big.
He just waddles.
Don't matter. He drove everybody off the planet.
Well, yeah, I can see the next continent by looking, apparently.
Okay, stop body shaming Godzilla.
I like my Godzilla with his guns.
Okay. So as we move, I mean, that's kind of like a really quick history of Godzilla. It's probably wrong. Half like of the credible sites are all in Japanese and Google Translate sucks.
That's the greatest thing to say. Oh, by the way, everything we told you for the last 20 minutes is wrong.
No, it's not wrong. The problem is the dating. So like the dating system that I found across four different websites didn't match up too much. That was the only issue. Everything else is correct. The dating is a little weird. But essentially, there are those four eras, and he evolves from a villain to a hero to an anti-hero, which is the gist. TLDR.
I didn't mind him as a villain. The hero was kind of a little cool concept. The anti-hero is not bad. I just don't think they've done it well, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that. It's a really weird line to walk.
Which I guess also leads to the fact that like these newer movies, you just don't see a lot of Godzilla anyways. It's more, once again, we have to have all the, as everything goes away, we have to have the stupid humans in the movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, even the newest one thing, like, you don't really see Godzilla literally to almost, like, 45 minutes to an hour into the movie, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something that's really weird when you look at, like, the origins of Godzilla and effectively Kaiju as a whole. It wasn't necessarily supposed to just be humans talking, but humans almost being confronted nonstop with the detriments that they've done. Because, like, most kaiju are either done through, like, scientific manipulation or radioactive leakage because people like to drop nukes on people. and or just experiment and not think about the environmental consequences of doing something in that area. And so what initially started off as this really like thinly veiled critique of atomic culture and fear of it, it's now humans yelling at each other.
And there happens to be a monster in the background.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes.
Unless you're like some of the... Oops, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I think Pacific Rim is like the only thing that kind of like has balanced out that big monster and human aspect, because you have the humans actually fighting the big monsters. Like, I don't... In Godzilla, I don't care about the human stuff. I just want to see Godzilla fighting Mothma or Mothra.
Yeah.
When I go see Pacific Rim, I want to see, you know, Boyega getting a robot and punch other big monsters.
Which is why I'm actually really excited for Pacific Rim 2, which is coming out this week, this Thursday night, technically Friday, because it seems like it's so much more action heavy and so much more mech versus kaiju, which I'm all here for.
Yeah, I know it's not like the same, but like, you know, giant mech anime like giant mech genre like Transformers suffers from the same problem, like where they just make it all about the humans and, you know, Marky Mark's kid instead of the actual Transformers, like the movies so imply. So I'm hoping, because so many of these movies are coming out, like you mentioned at the beginning with Colossal, and then we have Pacific Rim, and we have Rampage coming out. Like, I just hope that they learn that people just want to see big stuff fighting each other.
Yeah, and so I think this is where we can move, like, squarely into, like, the kaiju as a but why, though. Like, it establishes genre. I've talked about a whole bunch, and, like, this genre that is essentially just showing the fragility of like our own like hubris and arrogance. Like, I would honestly say in the States, all of our movies have kind of been detached from that. It's always like, let's focus on the ground and look at what's happening. Like, you have Cloverfield. It's all about what's happening in the wake of this.
So is that technically a kaiju?
It is. It's a kaiju movie.
It's kind of gross. Did they start any of this? Because they did. My opinion of
Cloverfield. No. The Matthew Broderick Godzilla stuff is what started it.
But I feel like even in that movie, we saw Godzilla even more than what you see nowadays.
Yeah, that is
true. Yeah, but for Cloverfield, I'll give that one more of a pass, because at least from what I remember, like watching like the trailers and stuff, they marketed it as like, you're going to be following people around in the movie.
They marketed it as you're going to have to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, no, so that's why I didn't.
Which I'm fine with. But if you say Godzilla and then put Bryan Cranston in all of the trailers and then kill him 5 minutes into the movie and then make me wait an hour and 45 minutes to see him fight anything, then that's not cool.
Well, that's why I asked if Cloverfield was considered the kaiju movie, because I was with you guys. I thought it was just like this kind of like Blair Witch Project with the entire world crumbling from something.
Yeah, so
that's a good analogy for it, actually. I kind of like that.
So I looked at three different lists for like top kaiju movies and stuff, and it is definitely a kaiju movie. It is on multiple lists. It's considered that. It has extensive creature design, which is really cool. But I know we don't really see it.
Extensive for what, 5 seconds?
Yeah.
That one's even less than the new Godzilla movie.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I would feel comfortable saying,
I don't feel comfortable calling that a kaiju movie. I do not.
It's a kaiju movie. Like, he's fighting military, he's breaking stuff. It's there. It's a kaiju movie from a different perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, it's a kaiju movie from, like, I'm watching all this shit fall down around me. I'm watching all of the everything around me get destroyed, but I don't know really what's happening. It's a kaiju movie from a different perspective, which is
the stick of the movie, right? Like, that's what it wants you to do.
Exactly.
Where like Godzilla 2014 gives you kind of like the same thing, but you go in expecting that you're going to see more Godzilla.
Exactly. And I don't want to say that this is just purely an American thing, mostly because like I haven't seen the extensive catalog of all the Japanese like traditional kaiju movies. But if you look from what we've gotten, maybe save Pacific Rim, King Kong is made extremely human. Colossal is, I personally like, so kaiju fans hate and love Colossal at the same time, because it's not really what you expect. But it's a really interesting play on, like, her own, like, personal state and how it reflects in, like how it manifests itself as like a giant monster who is destroying Korea. It's a really cool movie.
I get the concept's cool, but once again, we're focusing.
But no,
I want big monsters.
No,
not worrying about manifest.
No,
of somebody.
You see a human. Crap ton of big monsters. In fact, there is a giant fight between her monster and the antagonist's monster. So, like, there is a whole bunch of monsters.
And that one, the same way as Cloverfield. Like, that one is marketed the way you think it's going to. Like, the movie, it doesn't play out like you think it's going to play out. Definitely not. Because I liked, like, 90% of that movie. Last, like, 15 minutes or so kind of lost me a little bit. But, like, overall, I think the movie is good because it kind of gives you, you're going to have, like, this kind of weird dichotomy thing with the monster and the girl. So you kind of have to have the human stuff in there. So that one too, kind of gets a pass for me from, like,
And I think the marketing for those have not been as bad. So some of these other ones, yes. And I guess just hard too because I get
Brian
the marketing.
Cranston really hurts you. I know he hurt me too.
But no, because
he knew what was going to happen, and he just let him market it like that. Come on, Brian.
Yeah, no shit. But I guess the problem is still, I guess the overall trend of these movies, even though they are marketing different and whatnot, is literally we're focusing on the humans the entire time and using the big monster to draw in more people so we can focus more on humans.
Yeah. I will say this. I think Colossal does a good job of loving both of those things and marrying them in a good way. I think, also in the same way I see Pacific Rim, like, marrying mech and kaiju. Like, I think it does a good job with that, but I completely agree. Like, you do need more of the kaiju element in a lot of American kaiju movies.
Which also leads back to the villain part of Godzilla, which I think maybe why popular with this whole fear thing of.
Yeah.
Which you lose all this because we're focusing on humans, whereas the old days is like, we just need to destroy the humans.
Yeah, see, so I also think that's, like, the different thing, too, is, like, Japan and nature have a different relationship than the U.S. and nature does. And especially when you look at, like, our own environmental actions.
We do environmental actions?
Lack thereof. We don't have the same cultural fears. And so, therefore, like, we don't care about the kaiju. Because we're constantly worrying about, like, different things. And so when we try to translate kaiju film over, it doesn't necessarily translate completely other than the fact that it's a big monster, which is why I really appreciate Pacific Rim and even Colossal to a sense, because they give you more of the monster. They still give you human, but I would say they give you a lot of monster.
See, based on that, I'm like, we need a translation over just watching Americans get slapped around by kaiju to learn that this is not about you.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, as we move through this, too, like, King Kong, Rampage is coming out this year, like we've already talked about. I haven't seen Skull Island, because I don't know if I should. I heard it was kind of bad.
It is okay. I think it's better than the Kong that came out before.
I hated that one.
The Peter Jackson one?
Yeah, the Peter Jackson one is fine.
That hurt me.
As long as they're on the island, that movie's good.
That hurt me because it was Peter Jackson and I expected more.
I think it's better than that, only kind of because they're trying to set up this whole like Godzilla monster kind of universe thing, and I kind of want to see that Kong fight Godzilla. So I'm kind of like, I hope it works, but it's not, you know, amazing or anything.
Yeah. And then I've only been talking about the American ones because I figure, like, given our demographics, the majority of the people who listen to us are in, like, the UK, Canada, and the United States.
What was the second one?
The UK, Canada, Canada.
You just said it really weird.
I said Canada.
You did not say Canada.
Canada.
Adrian, did you hear her say that the first time?
I omit anything Canadian. I'm just kidding.
And this is how our numbers drop.
No, I don't know. I didn't hear anything weird. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So I mainly talked about those. I figured we had a pretty good discussion about it. The major Korean one that I know of is The Host, which is actually a really good movie. That's on Netflix right now, so you can go watch that. And then kaiju, as it originated, they originally referred to, like, ancient Japanese legends from before the arrival of writing, but there were never, like, depictions of kaiju, so they didn't have pictures of them. It was just, like, oral story tales, like, folklore. But, so, like, kaiju is credited to being origined, or, like, beginning with Godzilla because of that. It's not going away anytime soon. Godzilla is always going to be here. So the other reason is that, and I've talked about it a little bit throughout, and this is big, but why though, is Godzilla comes out of pretty much the sphere of the atomic bomb. And essentially what Godzilla stood for was he was something that was created by men that couldn't be taken back. Once that action is done, it's there and you have to face the consequences of it. And so Godzilla is depicted as an enormous, destructive, prehistoric sea monster awakened and empowered by nuclear radiation. And so a lot of this is due because of the nuclear bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the Lucky Dragon 5 incident, which is what I mentioned earlier, the Daigo Fukuryuo Maru. That's probably said wrong. I apologize. And it was still really fresh in everybody's minds. And so Godzilla just became this big symbol of nuclear weapons. And as the films expanded, of course, the stories took really less serious undertones and they portrayed him as an anti-hero, as a, you know, a lesser threat that defends humanity who fights, you know, Mothra and Gojira, and, you know,
they made him have a son.
And they made him had a son. And then with the end of the Cold War, several, like, post-1984 Godzilla films ended up shifting the character's portrayal to themes including Japan's forgetfulness over its imperial past, natural disasters, and the human condition. So, like, you have this, like, reinvigoration of a need to kind of talk about where the culture's at. So the preoccupation with nuclear energy really is less acceptable to American audiences. I wonder why. So after buying the film, the U.S. actually began to reshoot extensive pieces of the movie, specifically for Western markets. And these scenes included...
What movie explicitly?
Godzilla.
Which
one? The very first one.
The 1954 one?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was like, there's a 1955 one. That's what it's called. Godzilla 1980 or 1998 one and everything else.
Okay. So Godzilla, the first movie, when they bought the rights to that, before distributing it in the U.S., they did extensive reshoots with actor Raymond Burr as an American reporter covering the destruction of Tokyo, while all the references to American nuclear testing and the dangers of radioactivity were hacked out of the movie. So pretty much the entire story was taken out and you inserted, like, this American spectator just watching a giant monster destroy Tokyo with none of the underpinnings of what it actually meant to Japanese society. And in the U.S., we don't actually get an original cut of the film released until 2004, 50 years after it came out in theaters. So the reason that this is really present is because director Ishiro Honda was actually a POW during World War II, and he lived through both the war and the resulting occupation after it. He witnessed Hiroshima firsthand, and he saw kaiju as mankind's punishment. And he actually shot a lot of the destruction of Tokyo to resemble videos of the firebombings of Tokyo by U.S. soldiers. And there were a lot of atomic bomb films at the time, but this did something different. So for the American context, Godzilla's always been kind of controversial because of these things. And so, like, the fun ones you never really hear anything about. But then you have Godzilla versus King Ghidorah. And this one's kind of weird because it caused international controversy because Americans were yelling that it was anti-American. Because essentially, time travelers arrive and Godzilla helps Japan defeat the Americas in, or the, defeat America in World War II, which the Americans saw it as being anti-American because Godzilla, like, blasted away Americans. So kind of the same reason, like, what's that Assassin's Creed game?
Which one?
The one where the British didn't like it.
Oh, I mean, there's been a lot that they, a lot of different countries didn't like it. The French didn't like one. But no, that would be the Assassin's Creed 3, I believe.
Yeah, so it's essentially because they showed American soldiers in the war situation losing. So Americans did not like it at all. And it was supposed to show Japan rising to become the strongest power in the world. And they were doing this in order to keep Godzilla from becoming exposed to the nuclear testing. And then essentially Gojira shows up to keep everything in check and balance it out so that Japan doesn't become too strong, because then it leads you to, like, this fall from hubris. So it's a really convoluted storyline. TLDR, Godzilla versus King Ghidorah is anti-American. Yeah. Adrian?
I haven't seen any of those since I was, like, a kid and my dad showed them to me, so I don't think I picked up on any anti-Americanness. Again, I just watched them to watch... I watched that for Godzilla versus XYZ.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't care about the American politics of it. Just punch stuff.
I mean, as far as I know, growing up watching them, obviously I knew that, but I did always know it was based on U.S. testing.
Yeah.
And it was always, and I guess that was the only one they thought was, I could have sworn there was a lot more of them.
No, there are a lot more. This, like, is just the one, like, I'll link the news report, but, like, this was, like, the, like, one of the things that I popped up. Obviously, the major example being reshooting the original Godzilla to eliminate, you know, American nuclear tests. And so, essentially, like, Godzilla just ends up serving as, like, this moment that kind of reminds Americans at large of our history.
Never happened.
Yeah. Of our history and the devastations that we've caused in some places, and not always on purpose. So, like, the testing that was felt in Japan, like, it wasn't meant to be felt in Japan. It was just us testing nuclear weapons and not really caring about fallout. The other big piece, but why, the other big but why though here is called Pseudimation. Anybody want to take a guess what that is?
It's when you dress up like Godzilla and you do jumping around stuff when you, after Godzilla wins the fight.
Pretty much. Kinda. You're not wrong. So prior to this, all the big monster movies and just a lot of special effects in general were done with stop motion. And so if you go back and you watch the original King Kong or 20,000 Fathoms, it's stop motion. His name was Eiji Tsuburaya, and what he did was he actually decided to animate suits. So they would put somebody in a Godzilla suit, and then he would add animation over it and pretty much do that. And this changed the way people looked at special effects, you know, actually being able to wear these things. So Pseudimation is a term that was originally used in Japan for tokusatsu, which is special effects, which were done to bring Daikaiju and Kaiju to life by using an actor in the monster suit on sets, using models and other supplies easily attainable at hobby shots. So essentially just like a giant city was built and then a guy in a suit stomped on it.
I need that job in my life.
Although the origin of the term really isn't known, it is said that the term was used to differentiate between the technique from Dynanimation, which is the stop motion I was just talking about, which was created by Ray Harryhausen, who is one of the, like, largest names in special effects, and really cemented the market. So most of the costumes were made of foam, and in the Showa era, suits started as patterns and plans of the creature based on the suit the actor based to suit the actor and the design. Then the patterns are converted into sheets, upholstery, foam, and cut and glued and sculpted into a figure. So essentially, just like modern day creature suits is what this evolves into. And so in the Heisei era.
So the real question is, though, does it go from this to Doug Jones?
Technically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I guess Andy, whatever his last name is. Circus.
Oh, Andy Circus. Mocap is not the same. This is more fit to Doug Jones.
Okay.
Yeah. So mocap is literally, we're going to put dots on your face.
Well, I know. That's why I said, like, what does, is it lead to that or this?
Yeah, it's Doug Jones. So, suiting up, getting into the creature, and then being the creature. This, like, suitimation itself is a little different from that in that you're also making that person act out as a larger-than-life thing. So, like, creating a model city and then having them stomp through it. It has a different effect than just being in a suit, but this leads, yeah, this does lead to stuff like Dead Jones. Yeah, so, long story short, there used to have to be an oxygen hose, like, inside, like, Godzilla's tail in the Millennium Godzilla so that the actor could breathe because of how heavy the suit is.
So that's how it kept getting bigger.
They're pumping it full of air. And ultimately, the last but why, though, is Japanese pop culture as a whole. Because up until Godzilla and pretty much after, Godzilla is what we started to know Japan for outside of Asia. So in order to... So I guess first off, Godzilla has a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 2004 for their 50th anniversary. And in order to encourage tourism in 2015, the Central Shinjuku Shinjuku Ward of Tokyo named Godzilla an official cultural ambassador during an unveiling of a giant Godzilla bust at Toho headquarters. Shinjuku Mayor Kenichi Yoshizumi stated Godzilla is a character that is the pride of Japan. The mayor extended a residency certificate to an actor in a rubber suit representing Godzilla. But as the suit's hands were not designed for grasping, it was accepted on behalf by the Toho executive.
So we have Bejesus, they get Godzilla.
Yes.
This is not fair.
And it's also important to note that Shinjuku has been flattened by Godzilla numerous times in its 30-movie run in the Toho movies. So yeah, that's about all I have. I do have some fun facts, like fun fact number one, George Takei actually got his start acting, doing voiceovers for the original Godzilla movies.
I did not know that. Yep. That's news to me. That's pretty cool.
And there was also almost a Godzilla versus Batman movie with Adam West.
I do recall, I have read that before, what? But I tried.
Why was it? Why didn't that happen? Why?
I don't know.
Why did they stop that? That is, as soon as you said Adam West, I'm all about it. Like, he's the only Batman I would want to see fight Godzilla.
Yeah. So that was almost a thing. He also has an arc in Marvel Comics fighting with the Avengers, and it's 24 issues long, which means it ran for 2 years.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who did they fight that he couldn't kill?
It's what he's show. That's what they're setting up for Infinity War Part 2.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Do you even
Tony's going to be on the back with Cap riding Godzilla onto victory.
So, listeners, I know I ask you all to do us Photoshops a lot. We haven't got one yet.
Better, but no, if you're going to do one. Better. Here comes Hawkeye in on Godzilla to save the day.
Do that, please, listeners. Please.
That's what's happening. 2018.
That's why he hasn't been in any of the posters. He's just secretly gathering Godzilla.
If he can get Scarlet Witch away from Vision, he can get Godzilla.
So yeah, that is all I have. Any, you know, final thoughts?
Um, I've just spent most of my time here today looking at monsters that I think would beat Godzilla in a fight.
So. To be fair, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them over the years that beat Godzilla in a fight.
Well, I'm thinking specifically about this 2017 Godzilla, who's like 300 feet tall.
Oh.
I was looking at like the size of the things in Pacific Rim. 300
meters?
300 meters, yeah.
Big difference. That's 900 feet.
That's what I meant. Whatever. 500 and whatever. How big is he? I don't know. He's big. 318 meters in that movie. I was looking at the kaiju that are in Pacific Rim, and they're bigger. They've got the things in Pacific Rim are huge, which makes them even scarier and cooler, which means the Jaegers are also super big, which gives us like actual kind of scarier battles. Because, I mean, 100-meter Godzilla is probably pretty bad. Like, that we probably don't want that in real life. But, like, I feel like we can handle that a lot better than a 318-meter Godzilla.
Yeah.
Or a... How big is the thing at the end of Pacific Rim? The thing at the end of Pacific Rim is like almost 7,000 tons
or something. Yeah, because what happens is every, like, they start multiplying at a faster rate and at a larger rate.
Yeah.
While they're coming through the rift. And that, like, ends up with, like, a super monster kaiju.
Yeah. And
category 5.
I mean, I would count the Kraken as a kaiju because he attacks stuff, right? The Kraken in...
Mythological Kraken?
He's a mythological Kraken. I would count him. Kraken's pretty big.
Wait, which Kraken?
The one in...
The Liam Nielsen Kraken.
The one in 2010?
The Liam Nielsen Kraken.
Oh!
Clash of Titans.
The Liam Nielsen. Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Neeson, my bad.
Yeah, Kraken. Okay.
Yeah, he's super big. I would like to see him fight Godzilla.
Yeah, I was like, I would pay to see a three-way battle between... what is it? The Razorhead from Pacific Rim. Kraken and Big Butt Godzilla. That's his new name.
Why is that his new name?
Because he's huge and you called him fat.
I just said he looked like Batman from Justice League. He just looked puffy.
He's puffy and he slouches a whole bunch. Why is he slouching so much? Stand
because
up
he
tall,
can't hold himself
Godzilla.
Up. He's got his own
be
stomach
now. Be a proud
now.
Kaiju.
Yeah, be a proud kaiju and go punch stuff. no, but I like kaiju stuff. I think I ultimately, because I'm a big fan, obviously, from, if you listen to this podcast before, like, I'm a big fan of Transformers and big stuff punching each other. So, like, when it's big monsters punching other big monsters, I'm really all about it. Whether Godzilla's, like, a villain, or he's running around with his son, or he's, like, stopped.
You do not want that.
Or if he's pseudimationing and jumping around after he beats up the monster. I like it. I like it a whole bunch.
Question, though, Adrian. Who wins in a fight? Godzilla or Dominic Toretto?
Is Dominic Toretto in a Transformer? Or is he like, is Dominic Toretto in a Jaeger Transformer?
Dominic and Letty in a Jaeger.
Yeah. But the Jaeger also transforms into a car because it has to be some kind of car thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's basically like a three-way team-up thing.
Yeah.
And they dumpster on Godzilla. Easy.
Did you not like
Matt's not happy. He's not. I can feel it 600 miles away. Matt is not happy about that.
As bad as the recent Godzilla's been, please keep Fast and the Furious as far, far away.
What are you talking about? You put Fast and the Furious and Godzilla together, you get one of the highest grossing movie franchises of all time.
That is
easy.
Accurate.
That's
and
probably
that's just
not that
facts.
Accurate. That is
that
accurate.
Is
like
facts.
1 billion from Fast and the Furious part and like 5 million from Godzilla.
Okay. We cannot be sponsored by Box Office Mojo eventually if we don't have some Box Office Mojo numbers. Adrian, can you pull up some Box Office Mojo numbers?
So I looked at Godzilla 2014 made like no money.
None of them make any money.
It made $200 million. And I don't even want to look at what this budget was for this movie. $160 million budget and only made $200 million domestically. $500 million worldwide. But that domestic is a not a good look. They didn't even go out to go see this movie in the foreign market. That's not good.
Okay, so apparently the movies that are tracked... which is Godzilla, the original version, Shin Godzilla, Godzilla 1985, Godzilla 2000, Godzilla 2014, and Godzilla in 98, all grossed, adjusted for inflation, $518 million.
I told you, they don't make any money.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Time out. Oh, no, that's next year. So we're getting Godzilla 2?
Wait, what?
What does that say? That says Godzilla 2, yeah. Like, this year, literally a year from today.
Yeah, and then you get Godzilla versus Kong in 20.
I don't like Godzilla versus Kong, because Godzilla always loses.
Yeah. So, like, Kong is, like, Kong could also be, like, his own episode, too, because, like, Kong has a lot to do with, like, human intervention into, like, foreign affairs and things like that, but not going to go
from there. You know, from what we talked about, I mean, adjusted for inflation, Godzilla 1998 beats out Godzilla 2014.
Right. So that is that. Terrible.
There's that. It's that Taco Bell commercial, I'm telling you. That's what.
Oh, I forgot about Godzilla 2000 was awful.
I didn't even know there was a Godzilla 2000.
We don't mention that.
That one was awful. Maybe Godzilla 2000 was the one with the eggs.
No, it was 1998.
That was 1998, because it was basically just like a big dinosaur.
Yeah, it was a big dinosaur, and everybody thought Yoshi was coming out as a joke, or the raptors from Jurassic Park at the end.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Matt, final thoughts?
I know we talked about kaiju. Not going to lie, I don't really care. It's Godzilla. I mean, basically, everything went back to Godzilla. I've enjoyed Godzilla. I wish they'd do a better job with Godzilla lately. I mean, I've seen a lot of the movies, as I said, but I haven't seen them in a long time. And I think just the fact that the Godzilla movies in general have just kind of at least gotten bad. And it's not even the whole, like, because sometimes you can say, well, oh, you know, you're just, you know, the old guy on the lawn yelling, like, oh, I want my old movies. But I think as we showed from the stuff, like, even the newer movies, even the younger generations don't really care or like these movies.
Yeah.
I just think they've been overall bad movies. Been excited for them, but they've just been bad. Not that the other ones were, like, the most amazing, you know, like, award-winning things. They were just fun movies.
Yeah. I mean, and, like, in that, like, camp and, like, exaggerated special effects is, like, what that genre of film's known for. It's when they try to be serious.
I mean, you had the serious
part. You know, send us back to the Stone Ages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's one of the franchises that, like, I can't even, like, there's nothing to, like, because there's other franchising, like, oh, well, the younger crew likes it, you know? Like, because you have, like, we always bring up Star Wars. You have the old camp, new camp, and I'm sure there's other franchises as well, even in some comics and everything that we've talked about. But this has been the one that, like, as it's gotten older, just people don't... I don't know if people don't like Godzilla. They just don't like what they're producing.
Yeah, I think that's the difference, right? Like, it's not necessarily get off my lawn. Like, it's, I'm going to yell get off my lawn until you make a movie that I actually think is good, and then I'll, like, agree that it's good. Like Power Rangers, for example. But if it's not good, then it's just not good.
They've been pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though, to see the one coming out. I believe it's this year, this is part two. And then, Netflix. I guess, yes, the Netflix one.
Yeah. Yeah. American kaiju movies are not Japanese kaiju movies, obviously. And I'm really pumped for Pacific Rim 2. And that's why I wanted to do this episode. That's why also I wanted to make it broad kaiju. But it all went back to Godzilla.
Yes.
Okay. So, as always, you can find the podcast at But Why Though PC on Twitter and on Facebook at facebook.com/ButWhyThoughPC. Please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to us and can leave us lovely notes. If you'd like to support us a little more, go ahead and head over to patreon.com/butwhythoughpc, where you can get access to episodes early, research notes, exclusive episodes, and even make us watch a movie. So check out all those things. We love all the support our current Patreon supporters give us, and we love all the support you have given us by listening. As always, you can find me at @OhMyMythRandier on Twitter. Adrian?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SuperReese93, SUPERRUYZ93, and probably running versus Godzilla kaiju things on our Twitter, because I want to see if y'all think who would win in fights versus Godzilla.
Kaiju
more
polls.
So our polls, yeah, just to see how Matt reacts to people saying that, like, I don't know, the Hulk would beat Godzilla or something.
I'd watch that.
Really? People thought that freaking Okoye could beat Wonder Woman.
This is accurate. Also who would win, Okoye or Godzilla?
What about Wonder Woman or Godzilla?
I think she gets eight. No, well, no. She fights mythical kaiju, so I think she'd be all right.
Superman versus Godzilla.
I think Superman dumpsters on Godzilla.
Goku versus Godzilla?
Goku would be upset that he's fighting mini Godzilla, and he would want to fight the 300-meter Godzilla. And then would, like, ask Godzilla to go get, like, the Infinity Gauntlet and put it on, and then he would fight Godzilla.
Finally, Puffy Batman versus Puffy Godzilla. That needs to be a poll, Adrian.
Batfleck versus Godzilla.
Yeah, okay. We've had fun. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Bye.
Forgot about Matt.
Matt, where can they find you?
I just want to be known for the record that she literally stopped recording and did not let me get to do this. So this is take two, because I barely exist. But you can find me on Jupiter 42. Bye-bye.